December 10, 1921, the fecundity of one act done in the divine will. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came, telling me, "My daughter, how great is one act done in my will. See, if you ask the Son, how many seeds have you fecundated? How many of them have you multiplied from the moment you rose above our horizon?" Neither the Son, nor any other creature, as learned as he might be, would be able to tell you, even with an approximate number, how many seeds it fecundated, or how many of them it multiplied. Now, one act done in my will is more than sun, which multiplies to infinity not human, but divine seeds. Oh, how it surpasses the fecundity and the multiplicity of the seeds that the sun has fecundated. An innervation in the spiritual world occurs, and such harmony that all are attracted. In hearing this harmony, those who are most disposed get warm. Thousands and thousands effects arise like many seeds. And since the act done in my will carries the creative power with itself, it fecundates those seeds in a way which is incalculable to a finite mind. Therefore, the acts done in my will are divine seeds which carry with them the creative power and which, more than suns, not only fecundate, but create seeds, and multiply them to infinity. They give me the field for new creations, put my power in motion, and are the bearers of the divine life.